Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah. All right. No, I'm keeping track. I write this stuff down. I've been thinking about like taking an entire month, just putting all these days together, maybe even numbering them. Then, well, I don't know, I'll fly it up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes. I think it would be a nifty idea. I think it might just catch on. Lots of wonderful things that you and I need to address as we head through the next couple of moments. I will tell you that. Obviously, the discussions about this disgusting Jay Jones continue. Every single day I get up and I think, well, today's the day, right? Today's the day that Jay Jones reaches deep down into his otherwise vacant soul and finds a single tiny little shred of decency and says, well, that's it. I'm stepping away from the campaign for attorney general. So far, that's not happened. He did cancel a fundraiser, however, which may or may not be good news. It's not that he's hurting for funds. Remember, the Virginia Democrats have millions and millions and millions of dollars from people damn near everywhere except Virginia. They're the bulk of their campaign donations are seemingly coming in from New York and California. Gosh, I don't know why that is. I'll bet you there's some inquiring minds somewhere who are trying to figure that one out, right? Like, anyway, I'm going to put that on that whole, take a whole month's worth of days, maybe number them, put them in order or something. Another thing, just to sort of fly up the flagpole at some point. But wouldn't you think somebody would look into that? I would think so. So Jay Jones has not made the decision to step aside. And then I think, okay, well, I've got another day carrying on respirations. Right? That's always a good beginning to the day. Who are we kidding? Right? If you get up in the morning as opposed to not getting up in the morning, I'd say you're already on the positive track at that point. So I get up and I'm thinking, well, all right, if Jay Jones doesn't just, you know, step aside on his own, clearly one of his two running mates would have the integrity, the honor, the decency to reach out to him and prevail upon him to step aside. Yeah, once again, that hasn't happened. Abigail Spamberger continues with her campaign, which, as you know, is blah, 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 Trump. And she doesn't have any problem, apparently, with embracing, damn near kissing, this Jay Jones character who wants to not only put two bullets into the head of his co-worker, but also thinks that if, well, you know, some cops got killed, then they wouldn't be able to kill other people. Well, Abigail Spamberger's okay with that. And then you think, all right, well, maybe it's the lieutenant governor candidate, Scooby. Where is Ghazala Hashmi? It is. It's a little bit like Scooby-Doo. Where in the world is Scooby? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? I mean, where are these people? I guess they're all hiding together. All right, Scooby's not a people. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. Stop it. I mean, really. Maybe they're all together. But wouldn't you think Ghazala Hashmi might have some single, solitary shred of decency or honor somewhere within her? Maybe. Maybe. But apparently not. So then I just start thinking, oh, well, all right, well, you know, they're all in this campaign together. And of course, their campaigns are essentially blah, 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 Trump. So maybe they don't have it in themselves to suggest to the demented Mr. Jones that he should step aside. So then you think, well, there's got to be somebody who's already an elected Democrat who would say, yeah, this is not good. This is not good. So we just heard Tiny Tim Kaine there. And what did Tiny Tim Kaine say? Well, you know, I've known Jay Jones for 25 years, which may mean that he began his friendship with Jay Jones when Jay Jones was 11 years old. Now, that might be the case. I don't know. It seems a little odd that a fully formed adult person like Tiny Tim Kaine would strike up a friendship with an 11-year-old boy, but maybe it's possible. But Tim Kaine is the same guy who said that George Allen was unfit for office because he used the phrase macaca. Remember that? If you had forgotten about it, not to worry. I just sent it out again on X. If you're not following me on X, you really should. Jeff Katz Show over on X. Jeff Katz Show over on X. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, give that a follow, would you please? Jeff Katz Show on X. So you don't miss these things. I'll send it out again so you don't miss it. But Tim Kaine thought, and in fact he said, and you'll see it when you read that post, he said that using words means something. You know, if you choose a certain word, why, by gosh, words have meaning. Huh, no kidding. And he should know, because remember, as Tim Kaine will remind you when he puts down his kazoo, he speaks both English and Spanish. So he knows words. He knows words in different languages. That's how smart he is. So he knows that words have meanings. And he knows that when you put certain words together, man, they really do mean something, don't they? There's like a whole thought there. They don't just magically appear together. Sometimes you even engage in the old conjunction-junction. Remember that? Conjunction-junction, what's your function? Hooking up words and phrases? You remember? Yes, exactly. So he knows how to do that in two languages. So he's looking at the language that George Allen used when he called somebody macaca. By a show of hands, how many people even knew that that was a word? I swear to you, I did not know that was a word. When that happened 1,001 years ago, I thought, oh my gosh, really? I don't know what that, I got to go look it up. And apparently, it's a slur in a certain language. Most people heard it and thought, well, he's just making up gibberish. But whatever it is, okay. Tim Kaine said that's a valid thing. We have to address it. That's a guy who shouldn't be in the U.S. Senate. But he has no problem at all with Jay Jones saying that he wanted to put two bullets into the head of a coworker. None. He has no problem at all with Jay Jones, who said, you know, if some more cops were killed, they wouldn't be able to kill other people. So maybe that's a good thing. No problem with that at all. And then what about Mark Warner? Remember when Mark Warner played the part of the moderate? That was his whole shtick. Oh, you know, I'm part of this party, but yeah, I'm more moderate. I'm a business guy. And now the man can't consume enough of the Kool-Aid. But he too is just strangely quiet, silent on the Jay Jones matter. Oh, all those people I mentioned, they all called on Ralph Northam to resign when the yearbook photo came out of him either wearing blackface or a Klan outfit. You remember that? But no problem for Jay Jones saying, yeah, he'd like to put two bullets into the head of a coworker. Well, all right. That's one of the things that you and I will be chatting about as we head through the afternoon and the next couple of days. What are we, 30 days away from the, not even that, 25 days away from the election? Tomorrow is the debate, the one debate. There's going to be one debate. Grand total is 60 minutes. Can you believe that? Between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. 60 minutes. Yeah, we'll be covering it right here on News Radio WRVA. We'll have it live from 8 until 9. The pregame, we're going to do a little pregame. It'll be me, it'll be Charles Pyle, it'll be Rich Herrera, the three of us going to sit down tomorrow evening, 6 to 7, rather, and we'll spitball a little bit. You know, what do you think we'll hear? How do you think we'll hear it presented? You'll reach out. In fact, I would urge you to reach out now using the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. What do you think we're going to hear during the debate tomorrow? What do you think the questions should be which are asked? Anything in particular you think should be addressed? And I do have a very bizarre question I'm going to throw out there to you today, which I know some people will just be angered. And some people will be disappointed, but what can I tell you? It has nothing to do with anything political or current events or any of that stuff that you might ordinarily expect in this arena. It's got to do with clothing. I'll tell you the story. I promise. No, I will. I will. I'll do it in just a moment. Stay right where you are. Remember, James River Air text line always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Great question. I'm thinking he right there with Ghazala Hashmi. Gotta be. I mean, where else could they possibly be? Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, 804 says, I think Tiny Tim Kaine should be called out for excusing Jay Jones's horrible remarks. You're right, and that's why I just did that. You're absolutely correct. 804, Jeff, no one with sentiments and poor judgment like Jay Jones should be allowed to hold any public office. I agree with you. Joanne's in Hanover says, Jeff, I don't fantasize about murdering anyone, including my ex-husband. Okay, well, good. I think the vast majority of us do not. 804, Jeff, the current Democrats have warped into a party which hates America, the Constitution, and actual good, solid American policies. They're so delusional that the only thing that resonates with them is an unrequited thirst for power and prestige. The American people be damned. Kaine, Warner, Spanberger, all the same, worthless. Their support of Jones is simply par for the course. That is W in Richmond. 804, Jeff, does early voting help our candidates? I just voted for the red team. Well, yeah, I mean, who you vote for is who you vote for. 703 says, Jeff, in the debate tomorrow night, if I were Winsome Sears, I would ask Spanberger on the very first question, will you come out and condemn Jay Jones for his rhetoric? When she does not and sidesteps, call for her to step aside because she is also morally bankrupt. Well, here's the thing. Remember now, Abigail Spanberger doesn't have any problem with just looking you dead in the eyes and telling you a lie. Good Lord, we have seen that throughout the years. So look at what she has said. She said, well, I had a long conversation with Jay. We had a thorough conversation. I condemn his words. Right? So she's not going to call for him to step aside, but I don't think she's going to get any closer to that than that. So we'll see. We'll see. Hey, Jeff, I've seen this Democrat tactic used many times before. When a serious issue arises regarding one of their team members, they go silent. It is beyond sad that they're okay supporting Jay Jones despite his horrific comments and cavalier attitude towards violence. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Well, Jim and Deb, I love you too. Right back at you. Thank you so much. 804, if a spam burger does not decry Jay Jones's despicable remarks and remove him from her ticket, then she's giving tacit approval of him and his actions. Absolutely correct. Chris in Newport News says, hey, Jeff, good afternoon. I heard there was yet another Jay Jones fundraiser scheduled for tonight that has been canceled in addition to the fundraiser that was scheduled for tomorrow night. I heard the donations are being returned to donors. With that said, I anticipate Jay Jones withdraws before tomorrow night's debate between Lieutenant Governor Sears and Spamberger. Spamberger will then try to take credit for Jones getting out of the race during the debate. Ooh, that could be very interesting. Very interesting. Wow. What do you do when clothing doesn't fit? I don't know, it has nothing to do with politics. It's just this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
My pants, my shirt, everything I own is just so big. It's so big. It's just way too big, right? I got like a belt at this point. I'm basically wrapping around twice. Pants that if I did not wrap them around twice would just fall the heck down. I popped into a Marshall's on the way to, we had a staff meeting today. Germ, is that thing still going on? It started at 11:30, so normally those wrap up, what, around 8, 9 at night? They don't. They never end. But anyway, on the way into that, I popped into a Marshall's, like, man, I got to see if there's anything here. And I kept looking at stuff that I was sure was my size, and, well, it's not. All right? It's like 6 inches in the waist, too big, and so I had to buy one pair of pants. I got two shirts, but I got a whole closet. I got thousands of dollars worth of great clothing that just doesn't fit anymore. So what do I do? Do you sell it? Do you put it on eBay? Do you set it on fire? Or do you just redouble your eating, gain back a whole slew of weight, and then it fits again, saves you money, right? I don't know. These are my options. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Now, I happen to think it's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful day that God has given us. I'm looking at, what, 75 degrees up here in the center of the universe. Relatively low humidity. I don't know about you, I got the windows open. Little bit of a breeze. You can see the flowers. Stinking leaves are falling and all that. But otherwise, I mean, it's a good day. Seriously, open your windows, get outside if you can enjoy it. Tomorrow evening, I just want to give you a quick reminder. There's going to be exactly one debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spamberger. One hour. That's it. So you got to make sure you're paying attention. It is going to happen right here on WRBA from 7 until 8, right? Yeah, 7 until 8. After my program tomorrow, Charles Pyle is going to be hanging out with me. Rich Herrera is going to be hanging out with me. And the three of us are going to give you a little lay of the land, what to expect in the debate. We'll talk about some of the things we see coming down the line. So my suggestion is that tomorrow evening, make sure you are with me, of course, obviously, from 3 until 6. And then a special extra dose of me and Rich and Charles from 6 until 7. And then Lieutenant Governor Sears and former Congresswoman Spamberger will be on from 7 until 8. Okay? Get all the information that you're going to need. That being said, we got a lot of other stuff that we are covering this afternoon. My friend John Reed, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, is going to be here in just about an hour. We've got our citizen reporter, Mike Dickinson, joining us at 5:35, the very latest on that. I didn't even remember her name. You know, the porn candidate for the House of Delegates. That's how everybody knows her now. So more problems with her and the law. I'll leave it at that. Mike will have the details. We got a lot of great stuff happening with the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Now, you know, I'm a huge believer in BBB, huge believer. Before I buy things, before I use things, before I make any decisions in that regard, I check with the BBB. I want to know, are people accredited? Are there complaints against them? Are they reputable businesses? And the Better Business Bureau always helps me as a consumer. But, you know, I've also, I own and operate a business, right? Jeff Katz, CPS. Jeff Katz, Certified Professional Speaker. That's true. I earned that designation. And I am an accredited business. And I want people who are looking at me, who would like to hire me for their keynote addresses, to be aware I'm an accredited business. So I believe in the BBB. And they just continue to do great things. My friend Barry Moore is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. And he joins us. Barry, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to be with you today.
Yeah, great to have you here. So here I am. I'm bragging on accredited businesses. I'm talking about the great resources for consumers. And just when I think I know everything about everything at the BBB, now you got yet another program that's going on. Plus, you've got the great Ignite Sparks by BBB. Tell me everything you got going on there.
Yeah, let's talk about the Ignite program, Spark by BBB. Here in Central Virginia, it is, you know, Jeff, there's so many different events to go to, networking events. There's only 24 hours in a day, and business owners and employees have to use their time wisely. It's a commodity. And I believe that we've built the Ignite program to justify people giving up maybe 2 to 3 hours a month to come for real networking, but to be heard and to learn at the same time.
Right. Right. There's so much to take from it. That is one of the beautiful things about those programs, that so much to be taken from it, Barry.
What we did is, it's a great partnership. We're using Josh Smith, a professor at Virginia, at VCU, mm-hmm. and he's going to be working with us for about 9 months. And from the marketing side of VCU. And I'll tell you, we have come up with Evie Kara George as our director, myself and Josh. We have come up with a micro-credential program. It started the first conversation in September at our new office. It was exciting. It's a credential. The credentials will follow our pillars of what we want to talk about, help, okay, expose, and grow in our community. Wow. So a development, an employee development is important, right, and housing is important, food insecurity, mental health, drugs, and the list goes on. Yeah. And Jeff, I got to tell you, it was well attended. October is going to be with the theme of sober driving, and sober and careful driving, as that's what October is all about. Right. And we sponsored an event at Mothers Against Drunk Driving this month. But our conversation all starts with the people in the audience. Yep. People like you and I just want to be heard, yep, and not listening to you and I from the Northeast, the talking heads. I just can't. Talking heads just go on and on and on. Yeah. And so now it's time to develop some real solutions, but that comes from information gathering and communication. We're the only ones doing it. We are unique. You still see everybody selling tickets. They're selling this or selling that. We're not charging. We just want anybody that can come to sign up and come learn.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that about the programs there. Obviously, I'm not the only one, but I do want to remind everybody the Better Business Bureau Serving Central Virginia does these incredible programs, Ignite by Sparks, Sparks by Ignite, and it's just such wonderful, wonderful, I'm going to call it programming, Barry, but that's not a fair assessment. It's just, it's a discussion, it's a chat, it's time, as you said, everybody's learning from everybody else.
Yeah. Hey, imagine if we, you know, instead of yelling at teachers and teachers telling our kids what to do and how to, you know, how they should be raised, or politicians just sitting down and logically hearing each other. We're going through that right now in Goosen, you know, with this data center proposal. Yeah. It's a big deal. They built neighborhoods probably prematurely. They probably should have kept it for industrial use or technology use, but they put patio homes in that possibly could be destroyed in the foundation with a data center in the future. So time will tell, and it just comes down to conversations, and that's what we're doing at the BBB.
All right, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to give everybody a commercial, if you will, about the programming this October and how people can be part of this.
Sure. And so the best thing to do is to follow Ignite, Sparked by BBB, CVA, that's Central Virginia. Right. Follow us online and attend our sessions. We're at 4800 Cox Road. The Better Business Bureau is your Better Business Bureau. You own it. It's a nonprofit. We gather data and provide it at no charge to consumers. That's at the BBB side. And here, one step more, we've taken Ignite, developed that, and at no fees. We do have some business corporate sponsors. Yep. It's a place to come and be heard. Logical and intelligent discussions. Stupidity, go elsewhere. You know, don't want to be heard from. You want to sit in a corner.
Yep.
Probably not your gig. That's you want to come, even if you don't want to talk, but be engaged and come listen. Like, this is important. Our future is counting on all of us, and jobs are counting on it. Employees are counting on it. Families, children, and retired folks. Yeah. We work for everybody. So my number is 804-521-6940.
All right. I love that. And for folks who maybe want to take a look into some of these micro-credentials, because that's a huge area these days. Obviously, people on LinkedIn love posting their credentials, their micro-credentials. That's a big thing for recruiters. It's a big thing if somebody's looking for a business that maybe they're looking for employment. I mean, this really works in all directions. What's the best way for folks to explore that?
Yeah, so Facebook, obviously, there you go. I just pulled up the chat on.
Okay.
So Ignite Sparked by BBB Central Virginia is where you can follow us on Facebook. And these credentials, they'll be able to, each month we'll have a different credential. You'll be able to put it on your social media. You'll be able to put it on resumes. Even if you're not looking for a job, even if you're retired,
not
just showing your 15, 16-year-old grandchild, hey, what grandma and grandpa are doing to learn and to get better and to help their community. That's what micro-credentialing is all about.
Right.
We're going to be doing an internship program with students from VCU over the winter holiday. So we're going to be teaching how to run an internship program and what to expect and how to get the best performance. So that's the best I can explain it, but it's for everybody. I hope we see any of your listeners, Jeff, and maybe October is the month or November that we have UMC it, because we do want you to step up to the mic and lead the conversation.
Love to. I am always there for you. I'm a very proud accredited business with the BBB, and I'm a very, very loyal lifetime customer of the BBB.
Yeah.
Barry, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. We will talk again soon. That is Barry Moore. He is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. It is a great organization, tremendous resource, and with the new micro-credentialing program, let me tell you, you're never too old to learn something. You're also never too old to sort of step up your game. Add a little something to your toolbox. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I'm over here. Rubro, are you hanging out with Gazala Ashby Scoop? That's what's going on. And Shaggy. You know, I'm pretty sure Shaggy was the first open pot user on... oh, come on. He was stoned out of his mind. There's a reason the mystery machine was such a mystery, right? And don't get me started on Velma, because I got a whole thing I can tell you about Velma and how she was groundbreaking. And well, anyway. All right, look, it's Wednesday afternoon. We got John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, who is going to be dropping by at 4:35. I do want to make sure that you are here for that. I will remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, is Jerem actually doing your show and Richmond's Morning News? Yes. Yes. Yes, he is. And he's exhausted and tired, too. I mean, really, he's doing double work. But he's doing a great job. You know, I'm happy with him. Still happy with him. Still happy with you, Jerm. Keep it up. You know, what have you. I still need some tips. And I know it has nothing to do with anything, you know, political or well, anything of substance except to me. I got like a whole closet full of clothes, that just don't fit anymore. And I don't mean like, well, you know, I'll take him down to a Princess Cleaners. I'll talk to Gigi. She'll let him out a little bit. She'll take him in a little bit. Like I can make a 3-piece suit and an overcoat from some of the stuff that I have at this point, just a pair of pants. So I got to ditch him. But I honestly do not know what to do with them, because it pains me to throw them out. Right. I don't think I would throw them out. No, I wouldn't throw them. I mean, I guess I can always take them to Goodwill or something like that, and that'd be great. But there's got to be some other options, I would think. If you know of any, because I'd like to help as many people out as possible with them. You know what I mean? Because there's some good stuff there. I can tell you right now, it's the collection of clothing that I will be making available, whatever it is. This is not the, hey, I got to run to Walmart for an arraignment today as a defendant suit, all right? Walmart's got those. They do. Walmart has the, oh, you have a court date coming up and you forgot you'll be in front of the judge. Yeah, you better run into Walmart, get yourself one of those bail hearing suits. But anyway, no, these are good quality things. And I'd like them to go to some good people. It is 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. The Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, my friend John Reed's going to be here in just about a half an hour. Chat with him about what's going on in the last couple of weeks of the campaign. Two fundraisers for Jay Jones have now been canceled. What does that mean? I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. It could mean that, well, maybe he's going to step aside, right? It's possible. And then during the debate, Abigail Spamberger would be able to say, well, I make the tough calls. I got him to step aside. Maybe that's what's going on. Or with the huge bucks rolling in to the Virginia Democrats from California and New York, maybe he just doesn't need any more fundraisers. I don't know. That's the bottom line. I don't know. But it is something to think about. Figure it out at some point, I suppose. I suppose. I am looking for some good suggestions on the clothing. Do I take the time and put them all up on eBay? Has anybody done that? Because when I tell you, I got a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, I got a lot of stuff. And it's good stuff. I'm not trying to brag here, but it's good stuff. Seriously, it's some good stuff. It's some good stuff. So let me know. I'd like to be able to help people out if I can. And at the same time, you know, make a couple of bucks and turn it into the Cats Children's Benevolent Fund. That would be okay. That wouldn't be a bad thing, right? Seriously. All right. A lot of other stuff that you and I have got to talk about, but I do want to remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Germ, did you pop into the conference room? The meeting is still going on, isn't it? The staff meeting? It is. No, I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts it's still going. It started at 11:30 this morning, so, you know, they're not even close to wrapping. Yeah, well, keep us updated, all right? Just let us know. And no, I will not be updating anybody on the love triangle involving a puppy in Henrico. I had to come in for this staff meeting today, and one of the highlights, of course, was chatting with my friend Charles Pyle and to Sarah Huffman, who do such great jobs back in our newsroom. I keep telling you about Charles, man. It's like 2 years now he's been in place and just has upped the quality of news in a way I'm just blown away. I mean, I've been here, was it 13 years, Germ? 13 or 14 years? I think, well, whatever. Yeah, 13 or 14 years. And the news has never been as professional and as competent and as well delivered as it has been for the last 2 years. Simple as that. I've seen a lot of people travel through that newsroom. And Charles is head and shoulders above them all. And Sarah is fantastic. Anyway, I'm just bragging. But so, yeah, I ventured back into the newsroom, and they're talking about this story involving two human beings, a dog, and a really inappropriate relationship and some court appearances. And I thought, well, it's interesting, but no, I'm not going to look into it that much. I can't bring myself to do that. God, but the puppy is okay. That's what I've heard. The dog is fine. The two alleged creepy people, they're working their way through the criminal justice system. Let's just leave it at that. Germ, I know I sent you a little snippet of audio today, and then we did have some soggy salad stuff from yesterday because we didn't have time to get to all of them. So if you can, I know there's a couple left over from yesterday. If you don't mind pulling those up, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States, was facing off against that, what's his name, Turban Dick Durbin. That's what they used to call him. And she just dismantled this guy over and over and over again. And I wanted you to enjoy it as much as I had. So why don't we do this, Germ, just to refresh everybody's memory, if you would. It's left over from yesterday, but it's cut number one, Pam Bondi and Dick Durbin.
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House with you, Chair, Ranking Member.
I noticed that. What's the secret? Why do you want to keep this secret? The American people don't know the rationale behind the deployment of National Guard troops in my state. The word is, and I think it's been confirmed by the White House, they are going to transfer Texas National Guard units to the state of Illinois. What's the rationale for that?
Yeah, Chairman, as you shut down the government, you voted to shut down the government, and you're sitting here, our law enforcement officers aren't being paid. They're out there working to protect you. I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump. And currently, the National Guard are on the way to Chicago. If you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will.
Been on this committee for more than 20 years. That's the kind of testimony you expect from this administration. A simple question as to whether or not they had a legal rationale for deploying National Guard troops becomes grounds for a personal attack. I think it's a legitimate question. It's my responsibility. She refuses to answer as to whether she had any conversation with the White House about deploying national troops to my state.
Your city has a murder rate 5 times higher than New York's. 571 homicides last year. If you were serious about protecting your people, you would be asking this administration for help. You're saying that we're coming into your state and your city. We're there to help make America safe and Illinois safe, whether or not you want to.
Wow. Wow. You know the worst part of that, as I was listening to it? It's the fact that he says, I've been on this committee for 20 years. That's part of the problem. I don't know if you just can't get up. I've been sitting here in this room for 25 years. Asking the same... Hey, look. You're a fraud and a phony, a lot like your pal, Dick Blumenthal. God, talk about another phony. She called him out as well. I love that. We'll listen to that in just a moment. Tomorrow morning, please, starting at 6 a.m., you know, Richmond's Morning News is on, and Rich Herrera hosts that. I think you're going to enjoy that program a great deal. Make sure you are listening, again, starting at 6 a.m., and then tomorrow as well, we have some special programming, which you're definitely going to need to pay attention to. So, of course, I will be here from 3 until 6. And I will bring to you tomorrow from 3 until 6 the same level of mediocrity that I try and deliver each and every other day. Look, if you set the bar lower, way easier to hit it. That's all I'm saying. But from 6 until 7, joining me on the air will be Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News, as well as Charles Pyle, our news director. And we're going to do a little pre-gaming for the debate. There's only one debate taking place between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, and it's an hour. Obviously, you know which way I'm going to vote. That's hardly a secret, but I would like to think you'd have more interaction, that there'd be more discussion, there'd be more debates. We're supposed to go to the polls and select the best person, the best woman in this case. We're supposed to select the best woman for the job as governor of my beloved Commonwealth with, what, 8 million people? I think there should be more debates than just one that lasts 60 minutes. But it is what it is. So, again, tomorrow from 6 until 7, I will be here. Charles Pyle will be here. Rich Herrera will be here. We'll do this sort of pregame, get ready. Let's pay attention to the debate. And then from 7 till 8, live right here on News Radio WRVA, you will be able to listen to, and I would suggest you listen to it, the debate between Lieutenant Governor Sears and Ms. Spanberger. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Look at that, 4:20, and Steve the Painter says, hey, Jeff, what do you think was actually in those Scooby snacks? Oh, again, Shaggy. Was Shaggy just, like, getting stoned on his own, or was Shaggy using the Mystery Machine as cover to distribute... things, you know, because he was, I believe that he was an undocumented pharmacist. That's what I have always believed. All right, what else we got here? Okay, a lot of suggestions now on the clothing. All right, Jeff, you could take him to Goodwill, get a tax write-up on everything up to $500. Yeah, I got way more than $500 worth of clothing in that closet. Really, I got a lot of stuff in there, and it's good stuff. I never skimped on clothing. That because I did so much television for so long. And I look, I still do a lot with Newsmax, but I don't need pants for Newsmax. That's a night, not full pants. I mean, I can wear gym shorts and just get dressed from the waist up, which is what I do, and I like that. But back when I was doing Fox and CNN all the time, I had to go to studios. Nobody has to do that anymore, which is beautiful. So I've got a lot of good stuff, and I don't want to throw it away. If I have to, I'll just take it down to Goodwill, I guess. But there's a lot of stuff in there. Jeff, don't be a clothes hoarder. My husband thinks his disco and urban cowboy clothes are still coming back in style. He will never let them go. There must be a lot of memories in those polyester suits. Cheers, Pam in Hanover. I hear you, Pam. Although I will tell you, I don't have anything like that. I don't have anything ridiculous. This is all stuff that's legit, right? You could wear it to an office. You would be fine. You could wear it to an event. You could wear it on television, and you would be fine. So it gives you an idea of the caliber of the clothing. Hey, Jeff, having raised four Rugrats and passing clothes down from one to the other, I still had a bunch of good clothes every couple of years. I asked my local church if they wanted them. They were very grateful. They always have a family or two needing help. I've left bags of clothes at two other churches anonymously, and I'm sure they found a place for them as well. Yeah. Jeff, some houses of worship have mini shops for people entering the workforce. Oh, good point. Why? Used to as well. I don't know if they still do. And, of course, you've got folks at Pamunkey. They might have some suggestions. You're the best, R. in Richmond. All right, well, thank you, R. I know that I'm the best, but I'm just trying to do my part. That's it. 804 says, Jeff, donate them. Definitely not worth trying to sell them on eBay. Okay. Jeff, 804, says, my husband's disco clothes are considered good stuff, too. I am telling you right now, there's no disco. There's not. They're legit, decent clothing. Hey, Jeff, you could donate the clothes to the Fix Men's Ministry. It has a store in King William, Virginia. Kara says, thanks for all that you do. All right, I will look into that. Boots to Suits has been suggested by my friend Jeb Hockman. I will look into that as well. All right. We got some time here, Germ. Why don't we take cut number two? Our Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Oh, my gosh. She's still got a lot to say. Let's do cut number two from AG Bondi, please.
I believe cutting federal grant programs to law enforcement in my state and across the nation does not make us any safer, and you've done just that. You've supplanted that decision by sending in National Guard troops to California and other places. That is a situation where the governors have not asked for that help. If you truly wanted to do this on a bipartisan basis, you wouldn't defy a governor, you would work with them. I'm prepared to do that. I'm prepared to work with this administration. But cutting these grants to law enforcement does not make us any stronger as a nation or give us the tools we need to reduce crime in Chicago.
And you're conflating two issues. Cutting grants. I was very clear about what grants we've cut and what grants we haven't. Only 7%. And if you have a grant in Illinois that you think that I've cut that is not protect, that is protecting law enforcement officers or your people, you personally call me and I will work with you to turn that grant back on. I think many of the Democrats here can tell you, I have worked with them to turn grants back on. There's an appeal process. Tell me a specific grant that I have turned off in Illinois that would help law enforcement, and I will work with you. But you have not done that.
The National Guard
is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me, and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
Madam Attorney General, it's my job to grill you.
It actually isn't, but okay. What am I going to do? I'm going to lecture the guy? I've been here for 20 years. I still can't ask a question that makes sense. Well, that's your problem then, Dick. I don't know what else to tell you. Coming up in just a couple of moments, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed is going to be here. Looking forward to hearing what's happening with him out of the campaign trail. Maybe, just maybe, he's had a sighting of Ghazala Hashmi. I mean, she's number three on our list. We got Carmen Sandiego, number one, we're looking for. Number two, Scooby-Doo. Number three, Ghazala Hashmi. So far, no success with any of them. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We got all sorts of great stuff that we continue to look at and discuss as we head through the afternoon. Not one, but two J. Jones fundraisers apparently have now been canceled. What does that really mean? I don't know. I really don't. I don't know. Could he do the decent thing and step aside? Well, maybe. Does he have so much money coming in from California, New York, he just doesn't need another fundraiser? Has he been told, keep your head down and, you know, just see this through for the next 3 weeks? I don't know. There's some strange stuff going on that side. Again, I ask, where in the world is Ghazala Hashmi? We got top three on our list, right? Number one, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Can't find him. Where is Scooby-Doo? Can't find him. Ghazala Hashmi, same thing. Can't find her. John Reed is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And let me tell you, you would be hard-pressed not to find him. The guy's everywhere, at every corner of our beloved Commonwealth. And I'm always happy to welcome him to this program. John, thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. I was up early this morning in Newport News at the shipbuilders plant to make sure that I could speak to the folks who were leaving after working overnight and the folks who were arriving at 6 a.m. to start their shift. And they had a lot to tell me, so I was glad I went and did that.
Well, good. What were some of the issues that the ship workers had?
Well, you know, there are people who are worried about this economy. And, of course, you know, Jeff, it would be easy for me to just say, oh, blame that on Biden. Well, you know, I think Biden did a lot of damage, but now we're $37 trillion in debt. We're going to have to figure out how to adjust federal spending. And, of course, you know, if you're building ships, guess who you're building the ships for? The U.S. government.
That's right.
You know, there's anxiety about that. What do we do? And that's not just important for those families. That's important for everybody in Virginia. And I think we have, as Republicans, we better pay close attention to the workers. We need to make sure that they are confident, that they want to stay here, that they want to work, and that they have other options, too, should there be adjustments that are made. That's one reason that I'm telling people you could pick Ghazala Hashmi, the lady who was a poetry teacher for 30 years, mm-hmm. you know, at the local university. Those college professors seem to think they are more knowledgeable than everybody else, you know, in the ivory tower. That's the tradition with them. Or you could pick somebody like me who's been wrestling with these issues, who actually has been a business person, and quite frankly could pick up the phone and get a telephone call through to the White House instead of just complaining about Donald Trump, like Ghazala and Abigail Spanberger do all the time. I mean, you may hate Trump, you may love Trump, but he is going to be around for at least 3 years, so maybe Virginia needs to contemplate that going forward, right?
That's a great point. That is absolutely a great point. We hear all of the complaining. I mean, the entire campaign on the Democrat side is simply a rehash of how much these three people hate Donald Trump. But I no ideas. And every time Spanberger comes out with an idea, essentially she says, well, you know, what Glenn Youngkin did, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do it better. Say, hey, listen, lady, we got it. We got a great team here. We're going to keep a good thing going.
Yeah.
Any progress at all? I fear I know the answer. We can't find Ghazala Hashmi, even on the observance of the October 7th slaughter. You, as a decent person, I know you were over at the J for an observance over there. You had a really touching press release, a social media post. She doubled down, really, with standing with the Hamas crowd. But any progress at all in tracking her down and getting a debate?
No. You know, somebody told me on Facebook that Ghazala Hashmi, you're lying, John. She's everywhere. I said, really? Where is she? I haven't seen her. Apparently, she went to a big union event the other night. Okay. There's, you're really venturing outside of your base, huh, Ghazala, going to the union event? And you know what? She's not going to the union event to help the working class of Virginia. She's going because those union bosses in New Jersey own her. They're sending money to her through the Democrat Party. This isn't about the working guy anymore. This is about the unions trying to take over Virginia, and Ghazala is one of the ways they're going to do it. And like you say, Jeff, she really can't help herself. She couldn't bring herself yesterday to put a post up just to mourn the innocent victims of the slaughter in Israel. She had to go and criticize Netanyahu. She had to compare the slaughter of innocent people who, you know, happen to have a government that started a war to what has happened since. And somebody like that who doesn't have that discernment or that basic decency, you don't want them in public office. And, you know, Jay Jones in his text kind of revealed his twisted mindset. The Democrats have got a real problem with their attitude about violence and their understanding of innocence versus somebody who's committing a crime. And I wouldn't trust them in leadership of anything.
Let's talk about the embrace of violence. I remind everybody, John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. His website, by the way, johnreed4virginia.com, johnreed4virginia.com. I'll remind you, there's still plenty of time to jump onto that website, johnreed4virginia.com. Learn more about John. He's got more position papers, and the stuff over at Substack is amazing. But in addition to that, if you like what he's saying, you want his message out there, you can make a donation, help the effort to get that out. But let's talk about the embrace of violence for a second, John, because we hear this whataboutism. We hear it all the time. The reality is we have seen the Virginia Democrats embrace violence and threats of violence against innocent people. It's ugly. And now I saw the photos. You are making decisions in the morning. Do you or do you not put on the bulletproof vest?
I mean, to me, that's kind of shocking. That is really shocking that that's where we are. Yeah. And yesterday, I was in Norfolk to launch my veterans coalition at the USS Wisconsin. And I talked to the security guys, and they're like, man, if you've got a vest, put it on. There are too many balconies here. There are too many rooftops. Mm. You're out in public. There are a bunch of Antifa people in Norfolk. You need to be careful. Does that make sense in Virginia that that's what we're doing? That's what I'm doing every day. That's what you and your family will have to worry about if we allow this type of violence to be validated by electing another group of radical Democrats. They're telling us how they feel about us. They're proving it. And the consequences, and Richmond's lived through this once, with what happened here in 2020, the consequences are brutal for us. We can't continue to allow this.
What are the other things you're encountering? We're all here at WRBA, of course, familiar with issues that are really impacting us in Central Virginia. We know some of the concerns in Northern Virginia. But when you get down to Southwest Virginia, are the concerns consistent, or is there something regional that maybe we don't know about?
Well, Southwest is in a tough way. You know, we've got a pretty strong economy in and around Central Virginia. Northern Virginia, you know, yes, the DOGE cuts are real and the federal cutbacks are real. I'm not going to minimize that or mock that at all. Mm-hmm. But they have a very robust economy. So does Virginia Beach. But if you get into Emporia in, you know, Southern Virginia, that's where my dad grew up, or you go out to Bristol and Abingdon, there, you know, there's certainly people who are doing well there, but there is not a robust economy the way we need it to be. And I'll tell you, they vote Republican.
Right.
So if the Democrats are saying, like Jay Jones, we'll kill members of the General Assembly to get them to vote the right way, do you think they have respect for the people in the parts of the state that vote red, that vote Republican on a regular basis? This is a different mindset than what we're used to in Virginia, where there was a basic level of decency about the way we interact with each other. And you need people who are going to get back into that Capitol and demand that for themselves and for the people who are around them. And that's one reason that I'm doing it, Jeff. This is my home state. I care about where we go going forward and the attitude that's on display. And I'd like to exhibit the best behavior possible.
One of the things that has always impressed, I would imagine, everybody who has gotten to know you, but I'll share this with everybody for myself, for Heidi. We both look at John Reed and think, that's a Virginia gentleman right there. This is the Virginia way. I love that attitude of the Virginia way. And to see it kicked to the curb, to see ugly threats. I mean, I cannot even begin to imagine, John, looking at coworkers. And hey, we've got, I don't know, 25 people, whatever it is, at the Radio Factory. Some people you like, some people you don't like, but nobody fantasizes, oh, I'm going to put two bullets into the head of a coworker. That is just sick and twisted and demented. And for the Virginia Democrats to embrace that and double down on it, is nothing short of disgusting. But it goes to other parts as well. I've mentioned to you my friend Tony Martin, who owns and operates New American Arms on West Broad Street, 6017
right.
West Broad Street. He's getting threats because he has a big sign in front of his store calling, asking for people to continue the good thing, keep a good thing going, and vote for Winsome Sears and John Reed and Jason Mayaris. And he is a native, and he is just shocked that anybody would make those threats.
Yeah, it's getting bad, but I do think it's sobering people up. I mean, I was listening to you when you were talking about the threats that he was getting, and it's very worrisome. But you know what really shocked people last week was hearing about killing kids.
Yes.
You know, yes. Like, I don't want to say it's okay to talk about killing a political person. I'm a political person, but right. But the idea that you would go so far as to talk about slaughtering the kids and maybe that'll sober up the adults. Who are you? That is insane. That is gross. Yep. And to even muse about it, you know, if you've had a couple of drinks, that's outrageous. And I just don't think people are going to go for it. I think even people who would not normally vote Republican are going to say that crosses the line. And quite frankly, Jeff, the fact that the Democrats still will not get rid of Jay Jones, as bad as this has gotten, you know, they're not rescinding their endorsements. They're not asking for their money back. They're not asking him to step aside. They're sticking with him. Tim Kaine, Mark Warner's been a little quieter, I guess, probably because, you know, he's up for reelection next year, so he's scared to death. But Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, she doesn't have anything to say about it. I mean, there is a problem with this party in the Democrat Party and their leadership. And bold people will stand up and say what needs to be said. You know, I'm always going to do that. Even if I have to criticize my own people, I will do it. And it's just cowardice on their part.
How many days until the general election and how much time left for early voting?
Yeah, 27 days left till November 4th. Not that anybody's counting, of course.
Right.
So I got a lot of work to do between now and then. And there'll be, you know, Monday through Friday in every county and city, you can go and vote at designated locations. Sometimes that's at the local courthouse, and then other places have the central library open. And then there'll be a couple of Saturdays, depending on where you are, where you can go vote on Saturday. So there are a lot of opportunities. And if this is outrageous to you to hear about this violence, if these things are disturbing, if you're worried about the economy, like the Newport News folks who were working at the factory were today, then, you know, don't sit this one out. I would humbly suggest to you that I'm one of the guys who can help make good decisions to advance us and bring new business in. And I think, you know, I hope that if you've listened to WRVA all these years, you will know that, you know, I'm pretty grounded in what's right and what's wrong, being fair to people, not abusing people. I hope you'll have confidence that I can make good decisions on your behalf at the Capitol.
No doubt. Well, I certainly have had that confidence. Our entire household has had that confidence for a long time. We're honored to call you a friend. We are voting for you with absolutely no hesitation. We've got we've sort of cornered the market for signs. We've become a distribution point.
I know. You're great.
Yeah. For folks who want either to learn more or help you out, I know the election's coming up, obviously general election day, early voting underway, but I'm sure donations are still accepted. What's the best way for people to support you?
Yeah, it's johnreedforvirginia.com, R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. Ghazala's raised $4.8 million, and I've raised total about $800,000. I'm just getting crushed financially. And the only thing I can say is I'm working harder than anybody else who's out there. I want to show you that I'm willing to do the work to win. We're trying to be creative. You know, go to my Facebook tonight. We're going to unveil a new ad, which I think is pretty compelling. I'll send it to you first, Jeff, and get your opinion before I put it on Facebook. But I think you're going to really like it. It's important.
Well, I will look forward to that. As always, I thank you for being here. You give our best to your mom, and I think a happy birthday is overdue for your sister.
Oh, thank you. She'll be so happy.
Great lady there. So we will look forward to chatting again soon, my friend. That is John Reed, and John is, simply put, one of the good guys. Always has been. You Well, I mean, go. Seriously, go to johnreed4virginia.com. Read all of the position papers. You don't have to take my word on it. You don't have to take his word on it. He's the one guy in all of this who has position papers and opinion pieces and has said, here's how I would address it. Here's my background in business. This is what I would do. I want you to be aware of that. johnreed4virginia.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Oh, that's a good thing. Ah, we're like midway through the week. I'll take that. Can I take a second here, give a big, gigantic shout-out to my buddy Alex Brock? You know, Alex is a world-class racer. He used to basically own the track at Dominion Raceway. And he took a couple of years off. He got married. He's been doing some traveling. He works full time for A Plus Roofing for Billy Kane. He's a great guy. Anyway, I am so happy to say that Alex is getting back. He's going to be getting back out on the track. And yes, the Jeff Katz Show will once again be a proud sponsor. I'll be out there. You'll see like a Jeff Katz Show logo on his car. And he puts it on there because he wants to put it on there. Well, I mean, I'm not giving him any money for tires. You know what tires are for a race car? Forget about it. I could give him, like, really big suits and jackets and I don't think that's going to help him any. Anyway, we'll get Alex on the program in the not-too-distant future because I just want you to him to tell you what it's taken to get back on the track. He's got two cars that he races, get them back in shape and back out on the track where they belong, and what he's looking forward to. And, of course, also the days where we can go out and support him. 457, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. So Tim Kaine, Tiny Tim Kaine, no, he's over there. Tim, stand on a box or something. There he is. Tiny Tim Kaine says, hey, Jay Jones is actually a hero in this. Because, you know, he made a mistake, and he apologized. And I gauged the veracity of his apology. Did you know? Wow, good for you. Remember, Tiny Tim Kaine wants to remind you he's been friends with Jay Jones for 25 years. Jay Jones is 36 years old. Now, you can do the math on your own. There's math involved. I did warn you about that earlier, didn't I? That would mean that he first became friends with Jay Jones when Jay Jones was an 11-year-old boy. Well, strikes me as a little bizarre, but hey, what are you going to do? So Jay is actually the hero in all this. See? How dare the rest of us hold him to account for fantasizing about putting two bullets into the head of a coworker? Do you know what would happen to you in any other setting? I mean, this is not even getting into his desire to see the Gilberts' two small children die and die in their own mother's arms. I mean, this is one twisted, sick puppy. But imagine for a second that happened in any other setting. People keep talking about how it's a political issue, a political rival. No, that's a coworker. So I referenced to you earlier that we had a staff meeting today. Germ, is it still going on? I mean, it should be, right? It only started at 11:30. Sometimes we do the over-under. I would say it keeps rolling until about 7 o'clock. That's my guess. But anyway, so we had a staff meeting for the Radio Factory. Everybody at the Radio Factory. All of us were there. I don't even count. I don't know. What do you want to spitball, Jerem? Is it 30 people? Something like that, right? 30, 40, whatever it is. Let's call it 30. So there are 30 people in the conference room or something like that. And there was lunch, although there's a big dust up about lunch, but I don't want to get into that. So everybody's there. Everybody's there. And Jeremy has plenty of taco leftovers, which is actually a very good thing for Jeremy. 30 people there. So I wanted to sort of run this game in my head. I said, all right, let me look around the room. And I'm thinking, well, that person's a friend, right? That's, you know, Jeremy is there, Rich Herrera is there. That's somebody that I'm friendly with, right? A lot of people in that category. That's somebody who's new, and I don't really know them. That happens. That's somebody that I don't particularly care for, right? I'm just being brutally honest with you here. And you can run the same experiment at your place of employment, right? Look around the next time you have a staff meeting. That's a friend. That's a friendly coworker. That's somebody I don't like. That's somebody I don't know. We all have that situation. Now, ask yourself, would you at any point think to yourself, for even a shred of a second, really would like to put two bullets into the head of that person over there? Now, if your answer is yes, then you need help. Nobody thinks that, right? Because we're decent people. You can dislike somebody even without thinking, oh yeah, you gotta murder them and you gotta kill their kids in front of them, right? How twisted is this? It's sick. We had a school resource officer yesterday reach out and say, Jeff, in my school, if a student were to say, I want to put two bullets into the head of a teacher, a principal, another student, even if they were angry or joking, school resource officer is called. That student is suspended. That student is referred for prosecution by the Commonwealth's attorney. This is not a joking matter. Your place of employment, I guarantee you, if you texted with one of your coworkers, hey, you know, coworker A, oh, he's such a jerk. Oh, I hate her. Blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't it be great to, well, given the choice, I would do this? I'm going to tell you right now. Your coworker goes right to your supervisor, your boss, HR, whatever you call it, wherever you are. And you're gone, as you should be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that a direct threat? Sounds to me like it is. Sounds to me like terroristic threatening. It's just wrong on every level. Just as a decent human being, it's wrong. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess we're seeing who people really are, which is just not all that nice. Some of these folks are just not all that nice. I'm in a weird mood today as well. I'll share this with you. You know, I share everything. Sometimes I share too much. For years, I shared that the Jeff and Heidi magic evenings were Wednesday and Sunday. You do the math on that one, but seriously, it was Wednesday and Sunday. And, you know, now we're like old married suburban couple. Now we do it in years, I think. 2018, right? That was a good year. But Halloween at this point is really a weird thing because I love Halloween. And we decorate the bar, we decorate the house, we get these skeletons sitting in the bar ordering drinks. I mean, I go all out. I love it. None of the kids care anymore. It's really twist, man. It is just It's like a punch in the gut. Harry is busy right now. He's working for, I don't know, some operation in Alaska. He's here, but he's on Alaska time, so he's working. He doesn't care. Joe's barely here. Usually, I think, comes home to get socks or something. And, you know, Julia, well, I mean, Julia likes candy. We all like candy, but, you know, she doesn't really care about the decorations. And Heidi and I this year, we're taking all this stuff out of the shed. And we're in this weird place where it's like, are we excited or are we just thinking maybe we don't need to take it out of the shed? And Heidi actually had a very, very honest comment when she said, you know, we're just doing it for us now. I said, yeah, we really are. We're doing it for us. The kids just, they do not care. They do not care. And it's bizarre. It's just a bizarre situation. We're not the first people to find ourselves as sort of empty nesters. Obviously, it's plenty of people before us. But that's where my mindset is right now. It's just kind of weird that the kids are not caring about any of that. And then we're talking about Thanksgiving. So what are we doing for Thanksgiving? Well, I love cooking for Thanksgiving. I really do. I spend the day. And Heidi said, well, you know, we're only doing it for ourselves. And that's not true. Because we will demand that everybody be in place for Thanksgiving. Unless, of course, Harry's in Alaska, in which case he won't be there. So it's just, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just a weird kind of a time here at Casa Cats. That's all I'm going to tell you. All right. Well, now I've shared that with you. Do with it whatever you'd like. I don't know. If you have some advice, that's great. Like moms and dads who have been through this, where you look around and go, oh, yeah, the kids are not here. What do you do? I don't know. And, of course, then we've got Julia, so it makes things even more complicated. But if you do have a piece of advice or a little insight, or you just want to reach out and go, sucks to be you, that's fine. 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Wednesday. It's some nice weather, too. I just want to point that out for the record. I've never actually wanted to be a weatherman. I mean, I admire what Matt DiNardo does a great job. But hey, that's not my thing. But I'll tell you what, I like nice weather. We got nice weather right about now. So enjoy it. Nice couple of days. Remember Susanna, what's her face? All right, maybe not what's her face, but you know, Susanna, it might have been, right, it wasn't her face that everybody was gazing. Well, but anyway, Susanna Gibson, that's what, Susanna Gibson, the porn candidate over in, I don't know what the number is, but ran against David Alwyn. Remember that? Yeah. Apparently, she continues her negative interaction with law enforcement. So we've got to talk a little bit about that. And what is the latest on this Jay Jones? There is a fundraiser at that author David Baldacci's house that's been canceled. And you just heard me read that text. Now, Charles Pyle told me that he can only find the mention of the one fundraiser that has been canceled. There may be a second one. That's what came in on that text line. But here's what I will tell you. I will absolutely positively defer to Charles Pyle. Charles Pyle is an actual reporter, a serious journalist in the strictest possible way. So at the moment, he says he can only find the mention of one fundraiser canceled. So we'll go with that. Charles is going to be with me. And Rich Herrera is going to be with me tomorrow between 6 and 7. We'll be doing sort of a pregame for the one gubernatorial debate that happens tomorrow between 7 and 8 right here on News Radio WRBA. Now, I talk about Mike Dickinson all the time. Mike is the guy that uncovered Susanna Gibson. No, that's not right. Wait a minute. Hold on, Mike. Don't jump in. He uncovered the Susanna Gibson story. That's a better way to describe it, don't you think, Mike?
I think so, too. I've been on top of Susanna Gibson for the last year and a half. Figuratively, not literally.
Yes. All right. No. Because you don't have enough tokens, I'm thinking.
Exactly. I'm very poor. I don't have enough tokens. I can't afford her.
Exactly. So when last we spoke of Susanna Gibson, who apparently has another name she's using these days, but we were trying to figure out how anybody in her right mind could describe herself as the victim when she was doing porn online for everybody to see if apparently they would offer up tokens. Now she's once again, here's how I always describe it. She has had a negative interaction with law enforcement, hasn't she?
It seems like the last year, if you read the reports on Susanna Gibson, her life is spiraling out of control, and it seems like she's looking for somebody to blame, whether it's the police, whether it's her ex-husband or a sort of ex-husband, or who knows. But we do know that she's been arrested in Henrico County for domestic abuse or domestic assault of her ex-husband. She claims that he has come after her two or three times, and that this was a result of her being not letting him take the kids. It's some Jerry Springer drama going on with her. But nonetheless, she was arrested in Henrico County, charged with domestic assault, and that's where we are with Susanna Gibson, another one of the crazy Democrats who just seem to multiply. I mean, it seems like in 2025, you pour water on the plant and the crazy Democrats are multiplying, whether they're online porno stars or texting death threats. It never ends. They're all crazy.
Let's not forget that Susanna Gibson was another Abigail Spamberger love fest, right? Abigail Spamberger loved her some Susanna Gibson as a candidate. I don't want anybody to read anything else into that. That we're talking about as a candidate. Abigail Spamberger was all on board Susanna Gibson's campaign, a major supporter, a major defender of Susanna Gibson. And once again, Abigail Spamberger demonstrating for all of us what a terrible, terrible judge of character she really is.
Spanberger was right there with Susanna Gibson numerous times during her run, all the time. And so was Shannon Taylor, the Commonwealth Attorney for Henrico that wants to be a member of Congress. They were both there.
Right.
They have no judgment of good or bad. They have a very warped sense, and they've never disowned Susanna Gibson or said anything about that. And it's very scary because, you know, Abigail Spamberger, we know she has three daughters. We know she won't protect them from men in the bathroom. Why would she seem to be okay with a woman who would, you know, go online and, you know, do all kinds of crazy things for tokens? I mean, that's not a great role model. But, you know, Spamberger, I mean, I guess Abigail Spamberger would be okay with her daughters growing up to be like Susanna Gibson because she never disowned her.
Yeah, it is just absolutely twisted. So you'll follow that, right? The Susanna Gibson matter. Make sure we know if the charges stick. If it's in Henrico and Shannon Taylor has actually gone along with charges now, maybe it becomes politically expedient for Shannon Taylor on her congressional race to be a little tougher on crime or something.
We'll see what happens. I'll stay on top of it. And we do know, I mean, I got to give Susanna Gibson's mugshot. It was no President Trump-esque mugshot. It wasn't a very great mugshot Susanna Gibson took. She should have put a little more effort into that. I mean, unfortunately, if you're going to take a mugshot, you've got to do the President Trump if you're going to do anything. I mean, that's the classic. That's the classic you've messed up now mugshot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did see Susanna's mugshot, and I thought, wow, nobody's putting that on a T-shirt. There's nobody. And you know, Mike, as we're speaking, I'm looking at President Trump's mugshot. That's like his official photo now. I've got a 5x7 here in the studio.
Yes.
that he signed. It's pretty cool.
Yes, a great mugshot. And, I mean, Abigail Spamberger should wear Susanna's mugshot on a shirt. That's what Spamberger should do. That would be funny. And all her friends, Shannon Taylor, they should all wear T-shirts with Susanna Gibson's mugshot on them. That would be great.
Wow. It's funny. We're doing this little pre-debate show tomorrow. I'm wondering if Susanna Gibson will do a pre- or post-debate on whatever her platform used to be for tokens. Maybe she wants to discuss the debate, you know?
Very possible. Very possible. You got to have tokens to be in it, and it can be. It can all be part of the Make America Miserable Again movement, the MAMAW movement that the Democrats are that the Democrats have.
That's right. You got to be in it to win it. All right. Tell me a little bit about what you're hearing on Jay Jones. We just heard that he had a big fundraiser scheduled for tomorrow. That's been canceled, and we're just trying to figure out, does that mean that he's getting out of the race, or does it just mean he's got so much money coming in from California and New York that, frankly, he doesn't need any more?
He's got a lot of money coming in from out of state. You know, his number I believe it's number two fundraiser or donor is a lady that's also bankrolling Zohan's campaign in New York City, the socialist that's running for mayor. Very, very, very big connected, very big socialist, very big, you know, not a lover of America. And she's behind Jay Jones. I mean, this guy, I don't understand, and this wasn't a youthful mistake. This wasn't a mistake he made in college. This wasn't a mistake that he made 20 years ago. It happened, what, 4 or 5 years ago, when he's a delegate talking to Kerry Coyner, and she's a delegate.
Yep.
So, I mean, this isn't a little mistake. I mean, Jay Jones legitimately hates people, and he hates people to the point where he wants to commit violence towards them.
Yeah.
The man is not qualified mentally to be elected to anything, much less the attorney general of the state, because when you say those types of things, I mean, it's one thing to make a joke about somebody, it's one thing to laugh about something, but when you're a sitting person in the legislature and you're going to sit there and wish death upon the sitting speaker of the house of the chamber you sit in and compare him to Hitler and compare, you know, wish death upon his wife and everybody. I mean, that's kids.
Jones wanted Todd Gilbert's kids to die in their mother's arms. I mean, it's just outrageous.
Abhorrent behavior. And Jay Jones needs to leave the race. I don't know what the process would be to replace him. I don't think the Democrats can, but it's just abhorrent behavior. And from what I'm hearing is, you know, a lot of the hardcore Dems are just standing behind him. They're not disowning him, and that's sad. If you think, and you know as well as I do, if somebody said something wishing death, and they were a sitting Republican or they were a conservative activist, and they wished death upon somebody in the Democrats, against Kamala Harris, against somebody in the LGBTQ community, oh, you talk about outrage. They would be marching through the streets if you wished death upon somebody in the LGBT community in Richmond. They would be outraged. There would be no mercy for you. They'd run you out of town. But yet, because it's Jay Jones, you know, the Democrat, no, we're not going to say anything about it. Oh, it's bad, but he can stay, but it's bad.
Yeah. Does that remind you a little bit of who was the guy? Was it a bomb threat or something? Like one of the
Jimmy Lee Jarvis. Jimmy Lee
it.
Jarvis.
Yeah.
You know,
remind everybody another, about him, because he was still a good Democrat in standing, right?
He was a member of the Richmond City Democrat Committee, good standing. He was a community activist in Richmond, liberal Democrat, and he called in or he posted a cartoon which a civilized person would have interpreted as a bomb threat towards John Reed and Andy Ngo's event. It was strung along. Shannon Taylor strung it along for like a year and three-fourths, a year and a half, and ultimately nothing happened to Jimmy Lee Jarvis. Mm-hmm. And nobody disowned him. Nobody issued any public statement. Abigail Spanberger didn't speak out and say, well, you know, he's terrible, we got to kick him out. They all just kind of tried to brush it under the rug. But that's what these Democrats do when it's one of them. But if it was me or you or any other Republican or conservative, they would be outraged, marching in the streets, crying left and right about it. But because it's one of them, they've got nothing to say, and they're taking the Giselda Hashmi approach, which is, well, we're going to hide in our basement and say nothing. We're not leaders.
There you go. Mike, I always appreciate you being here, man. That is Mike Dickinson. Mike is our citizen reporter, citizen journalist. He reports for this here program every Wednesday at 5:35. Does a great job. Does a lot of the investigative reporting that, frankly, some self-proclaimed investigative journalists just don't want to do. He's our local Andy Ngo. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Where are? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sing out loud. Was that mic open? Yeah. I loved Scooby. I loved the Scoobster. As I got older, I figured more things out about Scooby-Doo, and it's like, that's why Shaggy's always got the Scooby snacks. Now I got it. Okay. All right. And the other three kids? I mean, okay. All right, I'm not going to ask too many questions, but Velma. I mean, what am I going to tell you? Velma. Everybody asks questions about the Velma character. Didn't they address that in, like, a live-action version of Scooby at some point? I think they may have. Who played Velma? Was that Rosie O'Donnell? No. She played, who'd she play? Fred Flintstone? Mrs. Flintstone. Barney Rubble's wife. Not Betty Rubble. Whoever Mrs. Rubble is. I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, I this stuff all blends together after a while. And yes, of course, the mic was open. Somebody was texting here, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Come on, Jeff, I know you love Charles Pyle, but you miss open mic so-and-so. No, I can tell you honestly, as sure as I am sitting here, I have been so thrilled with the addition of Charles Pyle as our news director and afternoon news anchor these last 2 years. Now remember, I've been here a long time, and I've interacted with a lot of people back in that newsroom. And simply put, there hasn't been a single solitary person back there that can hold a microphone to Charles Pyle, and he's doing great stuff. So, and anyway, no, I do not miss any of the former news people. That's how good Charles is. And Sarah Huffman, another great addition to the team. Great talent. I think Eileen Abbott is coming back, which would be great because she did great work when she was with us. So anyway, all right. So here we are. We're just meandering down memory lane. Sorry about that. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News is going to be here. Rich Herrera, of course, the host of Richmond's Morning News. I would urge you to tune in. I know I'll be tuning in. I want to kind of get the jump start. Look, maybe there will be news. There might be news that says this Jay Jones has finally done the decent thing and gotten out. I wouldn't hold your breath, but I guess it could happen. So I'll be tuned in first thing tomorrow morning, starting at 6. Remember, special programming tomorrow. Now, I will be here from 3 until 6. As I said, I will bring my same ordinary level of mediocrity. Don't get excited, all right? It is what it is. However, from 6 until 7, I will be here, and Rich Herrera is going to join me on the air, and Charles Pyle is going to join me on the air because we're going to do sort of a pre-game of the debate. And then from 7 till 8, right here, we will have the debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spamberger. Have a wonderful evening. Seriously, open a window. Enjoy it a little bit. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.